So now Mestabra, the Torah will tell you to take such a tree like this that has thorns on it. So therefore, the Torah does not kapas tamarim, does not mean this ufta. Omalei Rava, Taisva Ravina. Rava Taisva said to Ravina, V'yema tati kapi de tamri. Maybe it means like two bundles of dates. Maybe that's what kapas tamarim means. And the Gemara kofos ksiv, mashma kofos together. Rashi tati kapi de tamri. Tomorrow matzah, maybe it means the dates itself. Darkon liyas harbe tluyim biyachad. You have a whole bunch of dates growing together. But machvaydas, and one bunch of ishlehim. For karen lem kaf, maybe Torah says take two of those. And the Gemara kaf is tziv chada. No, it only means one. So good, for the Gemara v'yem chada. Maybe what kaf is tomorrow means, the lulav is a bunch of dates. How do you know what kaf is tomorrow means? Maybe it means a bunch of dates. Don't take two bunches, take one bunch of dates. And the Gemara, that's not called kapos, that's called a kaf, a spoon like drashi kaf. V'chiksiv kapos, Hashem kapos impruda. It's our kapos means like the leaves could be separated, and we want it when it's a fresh lulav, when they're still bound together. It only goes on the leaves coming off the branches of the lulav like we use. Mashenkin, on the dates itself, you don't have this lushin of kapos. It's called a kaf. It would not be called kapos. Therefore, when a terrorist says kapos tamarim, it means like we take the lulav, the branch of the palm tree. Right. Tzinei hara bazel ksheira. The Mishnah says if you take this type of a palm tree, the tzinei, the palm trees that grow on har, that grow on hara bazel ksheira. That's a good type of a tree. Rashi says, v'yafo pi sholom shalhem ketanim yoid, even though the leaves of this palm are very small, v'yein oylem im orko shal shedra, it doesn't go up all the way to the top of the shedra. That's the chiddush, still it's kosher. Omra Abaye, Abaye says like this, true, you have the big lulav, and you have the leaves, very small leaves, but it's only if the bottom leaf at least reaches the bottom of the top leaf. That's when it's kosher. One leaf reaches the bottom of the next leaf. That's where it's kosher. The top of this leaf of the lulav, magia reaches letzad ikra shalzeh, the beginning of the next leaf. Avalein roshah shalzeh, magia letzad ikra shalzeh. Let's say the first leaf from the bottom of the lulav is so small, it doesn't even reach where the next leaf starts to come out from, then it's possible. That's no good. Tanya Namiyochi, we learned like this also. Sinei harabazel, what's called these lulavs that come from harabazel? Psula, says the price that it's possible. For the Gemara Aivu, Anan Tanan Kshera, and now Mishnah says it's kosher, it's a Sira. El Shemamin, Delamai, it's a Raya, like we just got finished saying Kabaya. Shemamin, it's a good Raya. That we have two types of lulavs from Sinei harabazel. There's a lulav that the leaves are so small that the top of one leaf does not even reach the beginning of the next leaf. That's like a psula. Our Mishnah says it's kosher means the leaves are called upon and one leaf reaches the beginning of the next leaf. That's where it's kosher. Vika de Rami le Mirme. Some even ask a fastira one to the other. Tanan says now Mishnah Sine Harabarzo kosher. If you have these lulav that comes from the palm tree that grow on Harabarzel, it's a kosher the lulav there. I bought Tanya, the Bryce says not like that. The Bryce says Sula. So it's a stero. On this Amra Baya, by your answers, like Kash, there's no question here. Kan, Sherosh, Shoseh, Magila, Tzadikra, Shoseh. Our Mishnah is talking about true. They're very small leaves, but the leaf reaches the beginning of the next leaf. Kan, the Bryce that says it's possible, Shane, Rosh, Shoseh, Magila, Tzadikra, Shoseh. That the one leaf does not even reach the beginning of the next leaf. Then it's possible. That's what the Bryce is talking about. Omar Rabbi Marion, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Amri Lo Tony Rabba Bamori. Mishum Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakai. Said over there, Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakai. That stay tomorrow's Yesh Begai, Ben Hanes. There are two palm trees that are in this place called Begai Ben Hanes. In this valley, Ben Hanes. Rashi Somokhli Yushlaim. It's a place, Rashi Shnei, tomorrow's from Shnei to call them. Two palm trees growing in this valley, Guy, Ben Hanes, that's near Yerushalayim. Zoktevi Oile, Oshun, Ibnayim. And there's always smoke coming up from between these two palm trees. Vizel Shishaninu, that's what we learned. Sinei Harabazel Ksheris. That even these two palm trees, the leaves, the lulav from these two palm trees are also kosher. And you should know, Trasan, Vizuhi Pischa Shogenim. That's called the Pesach of Gehenim. That's where Gehenim is. As I was always brought down, there's a Gehenim on this world and the Gehenim in Shemayim also. This is where the entrance to the path to the Gehenim of this world is. Right. Since the Mishnah talks about Har HaBazel, so come and tell you this memory also. You should know that's where Gehenim is. The lulav sheyesh lo shloisha tefachim. The Mishnah says the lulav has to have 3 tefachim tall, and then it's kosher. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, said, the Mishnah says shloisha tefachim kdei lananeya. You have to have 3 tefachim in order to shake it. So we learned in the Mishnah what it means to say is really it has to be 4 tefachim tall, 1 tefach to hold it, and then 3 tefachim to use above your hands to shake the lulav. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Shir Hadas, how tall does Hadasim have to be? The Arova and the Arova is Shloisha. They have to at least be 3 Tvachim tall. They have to be like close to 12 inches. They have to be long. The Lulav Arbo. And the Lulav has to at least be 4 Tvachim tall. Today, in order, Shehe Lulav Yoitse Min Ahadas Tefach. In order that the Lulav goes out, or Tefach, away from the Hadasim. In other words, it's 1 Tefach longer. Rashi Shehe Lulav Yoitse Lamala Min Ahadas. Kishem shu gavoya b'mina mekulam. Now, if the tallest min, Hoden has to come up taller than the other ones. So the lulav shouldn't come up higher. So it comes out that the bottom tefach you use to grasp it, hold on to it, and then the lulav goes a higher 1 tefach more than the adasim and their rovs. Rabbi Parnach Amr Rabbi Yechanan Shedra shalulav has the wood of the lulav itself tzarech sheyetzim in a hadas tefach. It means not only the leaves of the lulav, but the shedroi, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be a tefach taller than the adasim. In other words, the shedroi, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be 4 tefachim. Rashi shedroi, levad she'olon aruchin, lamal, it's not enough that it has long leaves on top of the shedroi. Liyache shakosa shedroi, she'enoid olav devukim v'yolam boy. That's not enough. You have to have from the shedroi itself, the backbone, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be 4 tefachim tall. By the Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Lulav Shiesh by Gimel Tvachim, Kadela Naneya by Kosher. If you have a Lulav 3 Tvachim Tol is Kosher, so who are the Mishnah's Mashmah, all you need is just 3 Tvachim. That's the Kasher. Here we're saying it has to be 4 Tvachim. And the Mishnah says all you have to have is just 3 Tvachim. And the Gemara, Eimo, U Kadela Naneya by Kosher. In other words, you have to have 3 Tvachim and also another Tefach to hold it that you can shake it with. What goes higher than the ogud, that's called what's being shaked. So in other words, you have to have another tefach. Like one tefach is the ogud, which tied together, and one tefach, and then you have above it that you could use it to shake with. That shakes. Mark the islay. L'shmuel tefach im olav. Rav Yechanan tefach shedra. But the Machlokes, what we have to have, what's called the 4 Tvachim? Is it enough the 4 Tvachim with its leaves of the lulav? Or else, no, the Churma Digashita was, it has to be 4 Tvachim of the wood, the backbone alone has to be 4 Tvachim of the lulav. The leaves don't count. But our Kobarn is no steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just means 3 Tvachim, Kedela Naneya, means you have to have another Tefach to hold on to it, and then the top 3 Tvachim you can use to shake with. That's the Nenuim, that's what shakes. Toshima. Shir Hadas V'Yarova Shloisha. How tall does the Arovas or the Hadasim have to be? At least 3 Tvachim tall. V'Lulav Arbo. And Lulav should be 4. Maila Bahadli Olin. Doesn't the Chord mean 4 Tvachim the way you have a Lulav? The whole Lulav with its leaves. The top leaves could also be included in the 4. So the Kasha and the one that says just the Shedra itself. Mer says again, Lights Naraya Levad Miolin. Maybe means the Guf, the Shedra itself. The wood of the Lulav. That has to be 4 tefachim, not including its top leaves that go way above the shedra. Gufa, before we learned, Shir Hadas V'Yarova Shloisha. How tall does the Hadasim of the Rovas have to be? 3 tefachim. V'Lulav Arbo. The Lulav has to be tall 4 tefachim. Rebbe Tafrin Oimer. B'Amo Bas Chamisha Tefachim. What tefach are we using here? We're using an Amo that the measures with 5 tefachim. 5 tefachim makes the Amo. So Rashi learns, V'yama bas chamisha, kosalka daita dochikomer, tzorech liyos hadas v'yarovo, amo bas chamisha tvachim. That's the avim of what he meant to say. Like, of course, if it only means 3 tvachim, what do I care how big the yama is? Like we know in Amitz and Machlokes, there are three types of Amitz. There's a Nomala Amma that we hold is always six Tvachim. Six Tvachim make up an Amma. That's what we always measure. There's a smaller Amma, five Tvachim. Then you have a very big Amma, you have a Shushan Abirut had in the Beis Hamikdash, that was even more than six Tvachim. A bigger measurement. But our Kolponim and Amma is more than, for sure, three Tvachim. So what is he telling us? That the Hadassim and Arova is with an Amma Bas Chamesh Tvachim. Like we just got finished learning, so the whole Hadassim is only three Tvachim. So what's it got to do with an Amma? An Amma, no matter what you learn, is more than three Tvachim. An Amma is at least, like we said, five Tvachim, or maybe even six Tvachim. So the Kashrus, we thought what he meant to say is that the Hadassim has to be an Amma. That's how tall it has to be. And what size, how big of an Amma? An Amma, that's five Tvachim. That's a good Kasha now. We're saying until now Hadassim is enough. Three Tvachim. And here you're telling me, no, you have to have the Hadassim in Amma. It has to be an Amma tall, which is five Tvachim. Much more? We have Tafanayme B'Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Omar Rav, as the Rav has said, Shorulei Lamori. Rashi, like, Yimchol Lariboy Nekloima, Tzorachul Avakash Mechila Dvorav. Like, you have to ask Mechila for what you're saying. Like, you're saying something wrong. Hey, Shorulei Lamori means, like, Mori using me, like, Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mati, you should be Mechil you. Rav Tafan. Like, you're making a mistake, Rav Tafan. Hash to Ovis, Shloisha, Loy Mashkinon, Bas Chamisha Miboy, Rashi Ovis, Shloisha Mashkinon, Shloisha Tvachim Enon Yecholim Limtsoya. When we look for Hadassim, it's come out very hard to even find has three Tvachim worth the length of Hadassim. She Ovis Kiroy, it's very hard to find Hadassim the way it's supposed to be. It has to be three, three leaves coming out, the exact point. Like each stem, each three has to be in one round circle, has to be three leaves Hadassim, has to be Meshulish. 3-3. So it's very hard to find a whole shed, a whole long Hadassim, that's even 3 Tvachim, 12 inches, is very hard. But Halacha, we hold that Rav of it is kosher. If you have Rav of the Hadassim on Meshulish, that's also kosher. A Rav of the 12 inches is Meshulish is kosher. But he says it's hard enough to find a complete 12 inches of Hadassim that are kosher. So how could you tell me now we should find Hadassim at 5 Tvachim? We'll never find it. We'll never have a Mitzvah Hadassim then. V'daymosh HaShelosh K'lekamon. Most of the Hadassim we have are called Hadassim Shoytim, means they're not three, they're two leaves together, not three. Or else one's above the other one, it's no good. It's a tremendous tircha. Christ will have to stop looking a year in advance to find the Hadassim. It's very hard to find them. There's too much of a tircha. Tomorrow says, Kiyosi Rav Dima. When Rav Dima came, Omri said like this, Amo Bashisha Tvachim. Not only an Amo 5 Tvachim, but an Amo 6 Tvachim, he said. Osa Oisa Bas Chamisha. Make it into 5. What does that mean? Rashi Yosi Rav Dima. Pirshul Rav Tafin. Came to explain Rav Tafin. Vyoma. Dod Rav Tafin Chumra Zuti. It's only a small Chumra. Dio Nami Shleisha Kami. He's also Moida. The Hadassim only really have to be 3 Tvachim tall. Ela she Meshaya b'Tvachim G'dolim. He means the Meshaya with big Tvachim. V'ochi kom l'latanakama. Ha Tvachim elu yiyu G'dolim. How big are these 3 Tvachim? How big of a Tefach do you have? Big Tvachim. She yekamishim him memalam amma benanim sheim vav Tvachim benanim. In other words, you have to take like big Tvachim. A Tefach, we always say, is like a handful. A Tefach usually is 4 its boys. So you're going to have a handful, a small handful, or a bigger, a wider handful. Now he's saying the handful has to be wider handfuls. That if you take 5 of these handfuls, it would make a tefach, which is really made from 6 tefachim. In other words, your tefachim have to be bigger ones, that 5 of yours, should 5 of these tefachim will make up an amma that should be mibath a sheish. So that's all Rav Tafan means to say. He's not saying really you need 5 tefachim worth. He's saying these 3 tefachim, that's all you need. But the 3 tefachim should be big 3 tefachim, that if you take these sides, this tefach you have here, and take 5 of them, it would equal to a different tefach that's made out of 6 tefachim. So in other words, just means to say, use bigger tefachim. That's all he means to say. So that's what Dimi is saying. Yosef Dimi Omar. Omar. Ama bashisha tefachim, also iso bas chamisha. Does really take an ama that should be 6 tefachim. And make these 6 out of 5. In other words, takes 5 big tvachim. That's 5 big ones would make one amma 6 tvachim. And same mehem shleisha lahadas. Now using these big tvachim, take the size of 3 of them. That's the length of the hadasim. The ashar lulav, and the rest should be used for the lulav. Rashi Revi, Shoy Safta Lulub, Yay Mitefa Godakelu. Who are then that we say the Lulub has to have four Tfachim, the extra Tefach for the Lulub also has to be a bigger size Tefach, a little bit bigger. Yeah. So the Mara said, Beshal Lulub, Kame Hevi Luhu, Tlosa, O Tlosa Chumshe. It comes out to be 3 3/5. Rashi Kame Hevi Luhu, Lahadas Viarova. How much now real Tfachim, if you take a normal Tefach, how many, like these big tfachim, how many normal tfachim does it come out to be? It comes out to be 3 3/5. Shrashi, kam hevelu, lahadas fiarova tlosa tfachim, beninim, tlosa chumshi. If you take regular 3 tfachim, that wouldn't be enough. Because he's saying now you have to use bigger tfachim. So how many regular beninim, normal tfachim, do you have to have? It comes out 3 3/5. So you have to have a little bit more than 3. So the more kasha the Shmuel the Shmuel, who is a kasha on Shmuel then? That hoch yom Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel shir hadas v'yarova shloisha. Here he says stam yata 3 tfachim, and stam 3 tfachim means benanim, normal 3 tfachim. That's all he said. So he hosim over there Amar Rav Huna Mashmuel halachik Rabbi Tafrin that we pass like Rabbi Tafrin, and according to Rabbi Tafrin, even though he's saying he also needs 3 tfachim, but his 3 tfachims are bigger tfachim. And according to his shear, you know how many normal, middle-sized tfachim you need? You need 3 tfachim and more, and 3/5. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Who does he paskin like? Does he paskin 3? Or else like Reb Tarfon, 3 is possible? So it's a stira. And the Gemara Leiduk, really he holds like Reb Tarfon, that really you have to have 3 middle-sized tfachim and 3/5. Just that he said halacha, 3 tfachim, he's Leiduk, he rounded it off. He's not medayik exactly. He said a round number. But the Gemara, it's not true. When do we say you round off something? You go lechumra. Like instead of saying here 3, if you would have said 4 tfachim, that's good. Really, all you need is just 3 3/5. You round it off to say you need 4 tfachim, that's good. You could be machmir and say a little bit more. But do we say lekula here instead of saying 3 3/5? You said just 3 tfachim, that you don't do. So Chura Kasha is still on Shmuel. Do you have to have 3 tfachim? Or else you have to have like Rav Tafin, 3 3/5. So how could you hold like Rav Tafin? You need 3 3/5. And here you stand say a portion of 3 tfachim. To see it. And the Malki Yossi Robin Omar, Amo bat chamisha tfachim. Also I saw shisha. That's what it means to say. He meant to say faket. Rav Tafin meant to be mako. Rav Tafin meant to say, with these 5 tfachim, make out of it 6. Also I saw shisha. That means, say mehem shloisha lahadas v'yashala luluf kame hevelu shrei yopalga. It's much less, only just 2.5 tfachim. Rashi says, ama bas chameshes tfachim beinanim cholok oisel shishik lochim. You take a regular 5 tfachim, a normal 5 middle-sized tfachim, and out of these 5 tfachim, like take off a little bit of each one and make out of it 6 tfachim now. Bitfachim ketanim uvehem shia shloisha lahadas. And now the smaller tfachim, like he's being mekel now, a smaller size is kosher. That's what Rav Tafrin is saying. The avola lulav, Rav Tafrin lekuda. Rav Tafrin is being mekel now. Vaki mashma milsei habrayt to come late. Tanakam. Oysin shloish tfachim shani misharim ben. That did you say you need 3 tfachim? Ostam shloish tfachim chatzi yama. Usually 3 tfachim is the half of an amma, because usually it's 6 tfachim. Tfachim alolu ktanim yiyu lo yiyu el chatzi yama biyama bas chamisha. It's only a half of an amma that would have been made out of 5 tfachim. So mamash is much less than 3 tfachim. I'm saying take 3 tfachim out of small tfachim that really these middle sized tfachim, which really you should need 6 of them to make an amma, make only 5 of them. So make it even smaller. So Mara says, how small does it come out to be? Shreya palga. Really, according to Rav Tafin, all you have to have is just 2.5 tfachim. That comes out to be 3 tfachim. So that's what Rav Tafin meant to say. So Mara has the kasha still of the saif kasha the Shmuel of the Shmuel. So it's still a seer on Shmuel. First Shmuel says, Tam, you need 3 tfachim. Like regular middle-sized tfachim. You need 3 tfachim. And then Shmuel passes like Rav Tafin. And we're saying that Rav Tafin is being mekel. He comes out, all you have to have of regular-sized tfachim, 2.5. That's what he says, 3 tfachim means 3 very small tfachim. That normal-sized tfachim, it only comes out to be 2.5. So here it's a steer in Shmuel. Do you have to have 3 medium-sized tfachim, or do you have to only have 2.5? So Gemara says, and this is very good, like Doc. Shmuel was not medayik. Really, Mikra didn't know you have to have just 2.5. He says 3. V'hainu l'chumra, like Doc. He's machmir. Notice he says, instead of saying 2.5, he says 3. That's okay. There's nothing wrong if you be machmir. Even though Mikra did, he holds like Rav Tafrin, it's enough for the Adasim and the Ravis to be only 2.5 tzvachim tall. But he says a Lashon Stam statement to be 3 tzvachim, luchumra, that's okay. The Yom Rav Huna, Mashmuel, halachic Rav Tafrin. Because Mikra did, Shmuel Paschal is like Rav Tafrin taka. That the smaller shear of tzvachim are enough. It was enough to have 2.5 of regular size tzvachim. So even though he says other places he needs 3, that's called the chumra leduk, that's okay. But the ma'aseh halacha we hold, there has to be at least 3 tefachim, like not like this, the normal tefachim. Vayter, had the hadas hagozel, if you stole the hadasim, v'hayovish, or dried out the hadasim, is possible. Pashut hadasim also, halacha we hold, has to have hodr, that we said before, we'll makish all dalat minim to create hodr to the esrig, that all 4 minim has to be hodr. So if it's dried out, it's not called hodr, it's no good. And Adasim Pasol, so it's the Kastel Mechem, B'yem Arishin. You have to take for you, all the Dalad Minim have to belong to you, and it can't be stolen. Shal HaSheir, V'shalir HaNidachas Pasol, the same thing. If it's Shal HaSheir, it's Toyin Sreifa, V'yir HaNidachas, it has to be burnt up. So it's not called you have a Shear, since it's Oymet to be burnt up. So you don't have your 3 Tzvachim worth of Adasim, it's Pasol. Nikdam Roishai, let's say it was cut off the top of the Adasim. Nifritzu Olav, or else the branch of the Rashidars were cut off. I show you enough of meruba meyolim, or else you had more berries on the adasim than you had leaves. It's like a possum. If you have more berries, some adasim grow with berries on them. If you have more berries than leaves, it's possum. It's not called hadar. The yemiyaton kosher. But if you pull off the berries, then the adasim become kosher. Because talking about you have a hadas meshulish, you have the 3 leaves together. It's just too many berries there. So if you pull off the berries, it's not kosher. The ain miyaton biyantim. You're not allowed to do this on yantim itself. Because it's called, like, the Rabban is called, some say it's the rice even, it's called like Masakin Mona, you're making something on Yom Tif. And the way it is right now, it's possible, this Hadas is possible, by pulling off the berries, you're making a droid to be used, since you're pulling it off, that's called you're making a clear on Yom Tif, that's awesome. Yeah. Rashi says, Nifritu, Olav Nishroi, in the Rashi Shita, was pulled off. Another pre. But it's interesting, here, Tak, we paska, Niktam Roisha, here, Badasim, we paska means the wood itself. There has to be some of the wood of the hadas is missing. Just you missing the top leaf, that would still be kosher. It's not like by lulav. By lulav, we'll mark bit to say at the top leaf is cut off a little bit. It's possum. Mashenka badasim, yeah, we yod niktam taka means the wood itself. It has to be part of the wood, has to be cut off. All right, we'll stop here.